Let's call to order the City of Tucson Redistricting Advisory Committee scheduled for Monday, September 14th, 2020 at 5 p.m. Let's start with roll call. Roger, is that you or someone?
Charlene Mendoza.
Here.
Michael O'Connell.
Here.
Marion Tubon.
Here.
Glenn Perkins.
Not here yet.
Kelly Kennedy. Kelly, I think your speaker's muted or your microphone's muted.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm here.
Thank you. Grady Scott.
Here.
And Jonathan Rothschild.
Here. Okay, before we get started on the consideration of the redistricting proposals, I got a note this afternoon that Grady, Glenn, and I have signed our loyalty oaths, but we still need them from Kelly, Marion, Charlene, and Michael. And apparently the rule is that you can't vote unless you've done that. Roger, is there any possibility of just doing that orally? I mean, well, I guess the first question is, are you anticipating that we'll get to any kind of vote tonight on anything?
Your Honor, we took the oath at the last meeting, so all the members are able to participate fully this evening. We just need to have a written signed oath on file.
Okay. So, great. Hey, Glenn. Okay, so everybody's good to go. You just need to get them to sign. Just send it in. Okay, when you guys get the chance, send it in so Roger has it for his records. Okay, that's taken care of. Consideration of the redistricting proposals. So everybody got, I hope, the memo that Roger sent on September 10th. Roger, do you want to walk us through this? Do you want Dennis to walk us through this? How do you want to proceed?
I can walk you through it, Your Honor. Okay. First off, I want to apologize for the misinformation that I gave you at the last meeting. After the meeting, we got to looking at it and realized that our Excel formula had an error in it, and it was converting the percentage incorrectly. So that's why I sent out the updated base information, which actually brought us to a MPD, the maximum population deviation, currently of 11.88% instead of the 1.88% that we had spoken of previously, or the 1.18% that we had spoken of previously. So we are over the 10% maximum deviation. So looking at that, this committee will need to do something to bring us down below that 10% deviation. As we've done with other committees in the past, decided that the easiest way to get the conversation started would be to provide you with a couple simple options that you could look at and get started with those. Since we have the very large deviation in Ward 5, Ward 5 is 4.79 to the positive, Ward 6 is 7.09 to the negative. We felt that it made sense to look at those precincts along that boundary to see if simply moving one or two of those precincts would be able to make that shift in population change. And so that's the two options that we provided to you this evening. The first would be moving precinct 98 out of Ward 5. And sorry, I just lost my note here. So there, if precinct 98 has 4,960 residents in that ward, in that precinct, so that would be a negative change to Ward 5 of the 4,960. It would be a positive increase then of that many into Ward 6. The thing that we also look at when we're doing that, though, again, as we talked about previously, is we don't want to just move bodies and then all of a sudden we disturb the minority voting strength within those wards. this would not have any dilution of the voting strength in Ward 5 or in Ward 6, so that keeps us in good shape. It does keep the boundaries of the wards contiguous and compact with both for both wards. It does not disrupt any of the neighborhood association boundaries, which is another issue that we've ran into with previous redistricting committees, and the concern that we're now splitting a neighborhood association between two different wards and two different council members. This wouldn't do that. It, either one of these two options that we're offering this evening also take a split precinct. So precinct 98 and precinct 82 are already a split, are already split precincts. And so that would combine that precinct back under one single ward, and it just lost me.
Okay. I mean, they both look like they have essentially the same benefits. The biggest difference is if you take 98, you've...
Here, this is Suzanne. Roger just lost his technology, so he'll be plugging back in shortly.
We lost Roger? Okay, well, I think we can go on until we have questions to the committee. So if you read the memo, which I'm sure everybody did, there's certain things you are desirable and certain things that you really need to do. One, by law, you should be compact and contiguous, which both of these do. Two, you don't want to dilute minority voting strength, which Roger's telling us you don't. And if you know that neighborhood, I think that's probably right, but I'm not for sure. Three, it is really helpful when you can take a split precinct and put it back in the same ward, which both of these do. So that's all good. The only real difference I see between the two is that if you go with 98, you've come a lot closer to getting everybody back to even. But anyway, that would be my comment on it. The other thing I would say, and this is subject to Roger or Dennis telling us something differently, my experience with these, which was one in 2012 and one in 2016. 2016, we didn't have to do anything, but in 2012, if you look at the history, there were some things done, is if your ward is being affected, and under this, it would only be 5 and 6. I guess either way, it'd only be 5 or 6. It's probably, Roger, tell me if I'm wrong about this, it probably makes sense to you to inform either your council person or the mayor just briefly of what the committee intends to do, because none of them like surprises, number one. And number two, if they have a concern that we're not addressing, we probably want to address that before it gets to council. Is that fair, guys?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I think that is fair.
Okay.
That's just a good idea.
Okay, so that's, you know, the only two people really affected in either one of those changes is Councilmember Fimbres and Councilmember Kozacik, but I still think everyone else ought to know about it. So anyway, at that point, I'm just going to open it up. Anybody else have any thoughts or questions about process and what we do from here?
Hi, this is Charlene Mendoza, and I have a couple of questions, but I don't need to ask them all at one time. So, you know, I'm hoping this can be more of a dialogue in different ways. Some of my questions, I mean, this was a clear and understandable explanation of where these two options came from. And I appreciate simplicity and ease. I think all of us do. One of the things that I'm concerned about is that there may be other options that we didn't have information in front of us to be able to look for. You know, one of the things I'd asked the when we had our first meeting, we were told that we could ask for other information and be provided with it to help us make decisions. And I'd asked for a precinct breakdown, a demographic breakdown of precincts. And they said there might be a possibility of getting that spreadsheet tonight. Because I feel like these may be two very good options, but there might be other options we ought to be considering that we just don't know about because we didn't have the information. So that is one, is I'd like to know if we can get that information. And I'm also wanting to know if we can, if there's a place to find a map for the neighborhood association so that we can also keep in mind not to break those up. For example, I am right at the boundary, my house is right at the boundary of Precinct 98, and we often get moved. I've lived in this house for 12 years, and I've been part of Congressman Grijalva's district, I've been part of Ann Kirkpatrick's district. You know, we get moved around a lot, so I would like to know more about the history of that to a certain extent. And one of my questions specifically is that, you know, the Latino population of Tucson is estimated to be somewhere between 44 and 48%, depending on which documents you look at. And right now we only have two wards, Ward 1 and Ward 5, that have majority Latino populations. And I'm wondering if that's another thing we ought to look at in terms of some of this movement, potentially looking at Ward 3 or 4, which also are above the target population. So while we're looking at options, that may be something we want to consider as well. So I'd like some data to be able to look and see if that's reasonable, viable, or useful.
Hey, Roger, the demographic information, I think, would be helpful just as a double check. You know, it would be nice just to know. I don't, you know, the numbers are so extreme that it would be difficult to create a situation where you didn't have those minority districts in five for sure, but it would still be good to know. Dennis, I was sort of joking about it, but if you did want to make it more complicated, the other place where you could look is Ward 4. You could, and it, you guys, could you guys screen share a map of the city that shows the wards and where they all are? I think that would be helpful to everybody. This is a pretty sophisticated group, but Marion might even have it. But anyway, while somebody's looking for that, you could probably move some of Ward 4 into Ward 6, which would then bring that number down and bring Ward 6 back up. And you could possibly, I mean, then you're getting really micro on it, move part of Ward 3 into Ward 2, which the only ward that is close in terms of Hispanic population and non-Hispanic population is Ward 3. Any of these movements aren't going to change any of that particularly. I mean, it's just the way the city is made. And I think what the law says is you really have to protect the way we've structured it, Wards 1 and Ward 5. But anyway.
This is Marion. I have a question. Can you define minority strength? So I have an idea of what you mean by that, but since it's a part of our charter that we have to be responsible for, I just want to have a better idea of what that means.
Dennis?
I think a practical definition of it is that they're able to be a part of influencing the election. I'd need to look that up, actually, to see if there's a technical definition. But it's that they have enough voting strength in a particular voting district that they can elect candidates that they want to, and that they can make their political voice known. I think does that answer your question to some extent? I can look this up, but.
Yeah, I guess it does. So I guess what I'm looking for is the practical definition in what we're looking at here, which is because if we are moving, I mean, in option one, we're moving more of the Latino population or Hispanic population than we are in two. And so are we looking to make it more equal amongst the wards? Or do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a little unclear about whether the minority strength, how it pertains to, we definitely have wards that have much larger Latino population. So is it diluting that if we move some into another ward that doesn't?
So really what you're looking at doing is your the primary purpose of the redistricting is to balance the number of population within each ward. Doing so, we have to be careful that we don't dilute the minority population. So you could actually try and balance the Hispanic population across wards and end up diluting the population in the ward that you're pulling from. So you could pull people out of ward 5 and put them in ward 3 or ward 2 to increase the Hispanic population there, but it could also offset the minority population in ward 5, which now you've done opposite of what we're supposed to be doing with this meeting.
Yeah, so I think, Roger, I think the question is, and that's where, and I, maybe Marion, you can see it, I didn't see it, and I think Charlene was asking for it, is we've got two options, okay? I don't know if that's gonna make a big difference, but it'd be good to know. If option 1 is moving more Hispanics out of ward 5, then maybe we don't want to do that, okay? And because we don't, even though the dilution is, you'd have to go a long way to dilute, you know, we might not want to do that. So that's why I think it's a fair question to say, you know, if we can get that information, I don't even know if you can get that. Can you get information?
Well, it is, it actually does show it, but only in these two scenarios because of the change between the Hispanic population. Okay. So there's the Hispanic population, then there's the new Hispanic population.
Okay.
But any other option, you know, we don't, like Charlene brought up, we don't have any data on any of the other precincts. And like, I'm not, I guess I just want the dilution to be defined a little more clearly, because like you said, if you move from 5 has a large Hispanic population. And so moving it from 5 to 6 isn't going to dilute it so much, but what is the threshold of diluting it? And how are we defining that?
Right, and along those lines, in addition, and thank you, Mayor and Marianne, for restating, because that is what I'm asking for, is that there are other boundaries we might consider as well. You know, so I, again, you know, I'm a teacher. I am totally a fan of simple. You know, oftentimes the simple thing is the best, but not always. And I feel very uncomfortable voting eventually for something when I don't feel like I have complete information. So I would like to see a city precinct map of possibilities, so that when we have options, it may be that option 1 or 2 are the best ones. I totally understand that the people who came up with these, and I'm assuming it's the city clerk's office who created these options for our consideration. I think that makes good sense, but the committee is also charged with considering options that may be beyond what these two options are. And I just don't have the information to be able to do that. And I did send an email to, I guess it was Suzanne Mache, I'm sorry if I'm saying her name wrong, who did say that she thought there was a spreadsheet that could be provided to us, hopefully by the meeting tonight. So I don't know if that will be forthcoming or not.
So Mr. Mayor, that spreadsheet has been emailed to you. You should have it now if you do have access to your email. It's not the easiest spreadsheet to read, but it is broken down by ward population and then the demographic population for each of the precincts in ward order.
That's a lot. Yeah, I think the options may not be as multiple as we think, because you want to keep the factors are, so, and these are legal, these aren't city council, this is Supreme Court of the United States, okay? You want to keep, I'm printing it. You need to not dilute minority districts. Now, that's a fascinating topic in the city of Tucson, where you have ward-only primaries and citywide generals. So, you know, but we won't get into that because citywide, ultimately people are voted on citywide. So it is what it is. Although it does make a difference for a primary, to be certain. Okay. Our numbers are so large that it would be impossible to dilute. The second thing is you have to be contiguous. That's why I wanted to see if Roger could pull up a map of the city, because I don't know that there's between 5 and 6, which are the two biggest. I don't know that there really are a lot of choices, because it's just where 5 and 6 border each other, you know? So we could look at that. And then the idea, which both of these give, and I don't really care, is the idea of bringing precincts together. So a split precinct for a legislative district, or Charlene, sounds like you might have experienced it for a congressional district. That's not a great thing, you know. So every time you can bring one together, the better off you are. But let's take a second and see what Roger gave us here. I can even make sense of it.
And yeah. Is there what I'm just noticing without looking at a lot of population data, but in Ward 4, 113 also meets the criteria. It's bordering, and it starts out in 4, and there's a larger population in 4, and it shares a precinct with 5, but it could be moved in toto into 6. Is that right? Am I looking at that right?
Yeah, that's why the map would be really helpful. Marion, have you got a map? Are you looking at a?
I am, but it's on my phone, so I can show you.
No, that's not going to work. Okay.
Share your screen, Maria.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to see, though. But okay, so 6 is yellow, right? So
yes.
So our choices are really those 1, 2, 3, 4 districts at the north side of 5. And they've basically given us the 2 on the far east side, okay? Or looks like 2 districts in 4. And Mary may be pointing to one of them, 113. Or, I mean, the good thing about 6 is it touches every district. So you could even look up at 3, where we have, I think, don't we have an excess in 3 right now too?
Yeah, 3 was one of the areas I was interested in looking at because there was a lot of shift in the data.
Okay. Yeah. Well, those are fair questions, Roger. Now let me ask another question.
And another question that I have is Ward 6, I think I forgot to look at the minutes from the last meeting, but I wrote down a note that Ward 6 lost 6,000 in population So I was looking for the MPD data for 2012 when the recommendations were made, and that was not in our packet. So I'm wondering if we can get this same table from 2012 and a comparison of 2012 to, I guess it would be
2016.
Yeah, no, I'm going back. I'm wanting to go a little bit backwards. So it's
2008.
It'd be 2 years after the census, but every 4 years. So I'm not sure, whatever that prior year would be, just a comparison. Because what I'd like to see is this a trend with 6? Is the population in Ward 6 transient? Does it change a lot? Is this a trend that's happening, or is this like was there just a mass exodus of 6 in this period of time? So And the reason I'm asking is I'd like to take a look at, if it's a trend, maybe it's something that we start to address, I don't know, in the decision-making of the redistrict.
So before we get too far down that road, although Roger, I mean, I think the question that's been put to you is, you gave us 2 options for 5 to 6, but is there a ward in 4 that could move? Is there a ward in 3 that could move that would essentially affect the same result? And I guess the thought is that in 3 and 4, although I'm not sure about 3, and we'd have to look at the demographics, you might have less minority dilution, especially in who knows? You know, it depends on the neighborhood. So
to reiterate what the mayor is saying, I completely agree. And that's the point, is I think we don't have the data to be able to answer those questions, which is why we need to take a look at it.
Okay, so here's my next question, Roger. I know this, we all got appointed late. What's our timeline on this thing? What are you expecting of us and when?
Mr. Mayor, your recommendation is supposed to be to council by October 1st. So.
Oh, we got all sorts of time.
And in between now and that time, if you do make changes, you have to hold a public hearing. So.
Okay, so it would seem to me that if we're going to make a recommendation, which would probably be a nice thing to do, we should probably make a decision. So we could meet next Monday, the 21st, okay? Have the data that Charlene's looking for in particular, and Marion. But then we would have to make a decision on the 21st. And can we notice a hearing for the 28th? Would that be adequate time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure that you get a lot of people at a hearing, but still we're required to do it. And then that would also give us time also to, you know, after the public hearing closes, to think things out and make a decision. So, okay.
Is the public hearing for us or for mayor and council in their decision making?
The public hearing is for you.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mayor, just Randy is going to pull up a little better ward map and show you on the screen. But while he's doing that, for Marion's question, the 2012 base map prior to the redistricting decisions, the city was kind of all over the board coming out of the census. So Ward 1 was 6.848% negative. Ward 2 was, 6.48 positive. Ward 2 was 4.24 negative. Ward 3 was 3.54 negative. Ward 4 was 6.02% positive. Ward 5 was 4% positive. Ward 6 was 8.72% negative.
Jesus. So the other part about this is that probably if you were to prioritize these things, number one is one person, one vote. I mean, that's the one, you know, that's easy and obvious. Number two is probably at this point minority dilution. Okay. Number three is you got to be contiguous, you know, and just got to be. And then number four is probably the precinct one. Oh, that's certainly a nice benefit if you can get it. So, all right. Well, what can you provide? You're gonna show us a better map.
Mr. Mayor, the information from 2012 was in the packet that we sent you.
Okay.
I would caution you about looking at 2012 and comparing that to today, simply because 2012 came right off of the census. In 2014, we had the reprecincting. So the ward boundaries have changed since the 2012 redistricting committee. So we're not talking about the same city that we were talking about in 2012. So all ward right. boundaries have changed. So.
Well,
I'm not sure this ward map helps any better than what we were just looking at.
Well, I don't think it's so much. You know, I mean, you can figure out what your limitations are, you know. So like, let's say you wanted to focus on three, you can look at 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 precincts, you know. It's sort of the same in 5, maybe 4 precincts, 4, it's really only 2 precincts. 2, you've got a bunch, but 2 and 1 seem to be pretty balanced. So you're really talking 3, 5, and 4. But I think what Charlene is asking, she's like, great, okay, I can see what the universe of precincts is now, but until I see that demographic breakdown, I don't really have a sense of what the best thing to do is. So, you know.
I feel similarly. I think that precinct by precinct breakdown will really help with the decision-making process and really understand how things are being moved.
And if we have population data on an off, you know, I'm not sure where it's coming from. I feel like I read somewhere, but I went looking for it. Can we get per year for the last 4 years since the last time this committee met, like the changes in the population of each of the wards?
We can check and see if that's available. I don't know whether we actually have access to that. This is pulled from the U.S. Census Bureau, and I'm not sure what kind of history they have that we would have access to, but we can definitely check to see if we can pull that.
So just to kind of double check to make sure I'm understanding, for example, like if we're looking at the boundary between Ward 3 and Ward 6, it looks like 72 would potentially be a possibility for us to look at.
Yep.
Because it's the same precinct that crosses boundaries, correct?
Yep.
Right.
So I think that's what I'm looking or asking for, is just to consider all of the feasible options without, like, you know, trying to do the 12 swap. Like, let's take this one from one and put them in two and this in two to go in six. But just to look for what we're looking for, just more comprehensive.
Yeah. In 40.
A lot of the data, I mean, looking at three and talking about moving three to six, three is our third largest Hispanic voting block. So we would be diluting that to move folks into what is the second smallest Hispanic voting block.
Yeah, so no, Kelly, I think you're right. I'd be careful about three just because, but we have to look at the numbers just because of that. It's like three actually is the most balanced district. And if you take a bunch of Hispanics out of three and move them into six where they are going to be diluted, that would not be a smart thing to do. But you're right, though, is 42 is a district that's a split precinct. 72 is a district that's a split precinct. They meet the criteria. I mean, just if you want to look at the entire universe, those are two that meet the criteria. I would be cautious about three, though, because of just that. But again, without looking at the numbers, you don't know.
But we have the Hispanic numbers. It's all in the data that we have.
Now we do. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, we never stop over the weekend. We have that data that we can refer back
to
while we look at the math.
So, Mr. Mayor, I can give you an option, because we can sit here and try and look at this little tiny map and go around in circles and probably not get any place this evening. We can take and run this same, just like we did at option one and two, we can take and run this same data sheet for you for each of the precincts that border Ward 6, whether they be in Ward 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and show you by moving that precinct into Ward 6, this would be the result of that. So we could do that for each one of those precincts. We could do that pretty quickly. We could probably get that to you tomorrow and give you the option then to spend some time looking at each of those individual precincts, what they would be able to do.
Okay, we can do that, but
precincts like precinct 107 that we're not going to be able to move because then you're not a contiguous ward, so
right,
we'll highlight those things as well.
Well, I mean, but for instance, in Ward 1, you know, it's only really the one which it looks like 142. I don't know why, you know, Ward 1 is right on the number, okay. And so it really doesn't make sense to move anything in Ward 1, okay? And Ward 2 is pretty much the same way. Ward 3 and Ward 4 and Ward 5 are the two, are where you can look, I think, where you can look. I mean, you can give us all of them, but, you know, you've got a whole ton of them in Ward 2. You don't want, you know, you're already down 1.46 in Ward 2. You don't want to take that and make it less. That just doesn't make sense. You know, there are some options. There is an option in Ward 4. There are a couple options in Ward 3, along, and maybe another option in Ward 5. There are a couple options.
So Ward 3, again, believes the Hispanic, it's third largest block. I don't
know. Yeah, and Kelly, you're ahead of me on that. I can't read from what Roger said. I just can't identify him. But if you've already seen that there's, and just looking, knowing the city as I do, it would not shock me at all that 42 is a large Hispanic district, or that 72 is a large Hispanic district. Yeah, maybe not 72, but 42 for sure. And yeah, that's not going to fly. But, you know, we can look at it. I mean, Roger, you can get us all the numbers and,
Just for reference, 42 has 26% Hispanic and 72 has 36%.
Yeah, there you go. But why don't we do this? If you get us those numbers, is everybody okay with not looking at wards 1 and 2 for change?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Why don't we pull the ones that make sense, you know, that are contiguous, that move precincts together, and get your numbers closer for wards 3, 5, and 4, and then highlight the demographic information for us, and then we can come together and probably make a pretty good recommendation next week, I would think. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That works. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I told you, Dennis, I could make the, well, I didn't make it more complicated, but I told you this group could make this more complicated for you.
I never doubted you.
Okay. All right. So that's kind of sounds like where we're at. So the future agenda is just to get that information out to us, Roger. I guess we do this again. Is everybody good for next Monday, same time?
Yes, and I'd like to make a request that the options be live spreadsheets with the formulas included, so we can look at those. So, like for instance, the two options that we have is just it's just like a PDF of the options as opposed to the formulas. We can't look at the formulas.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that y'all are probably on it, but we got the demographics breakdown precinct by precinct, but also the neighborhood associations. That would really help to have that information.
We'll include that because that'll have to be part of the consideration that we.
Yeah, no, that's right. We're assuming we're not splitting a neighborhood association. We might be. So no, that's good, Michael. Appreciate that. Let's look at our calendars. The 21st.
On 21st is fine for me.
I'm good.
Works for me as well.
Works for me too. Grady Scott works.
Great, thanks, Grady. See these, Grady, these guys are working really hard, so you don't have to go back to Fimbres and tell him you're going to take people out of his district. You have the hardest job of everybody.
Yep, that was my next call.
We'll see. You're not out of the woods yet. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, if we get that information, hopefully we can all give it a lot of thought between now and next week, come in and have a good discussion. And then we will do that on September the 21st at 5:00. Roger, your office will send out the invitation.
Yes, sir.
Right. Anything else for this evening?
Your Honor, if between now and then, if any of the committee members have questions or want additional information, if they let us know, we'll try to get you what you're requesting. upland COVID on the difficulty in getting some of this stuff, but we'll definitely try to get as much of it as we can. One other thing that I'll try and provide with the information that we send you is a better map. And maybe when we're talking about Ward 3 and Ward 6, that's what I'll provide you, is just a map of those two wards so that you can see how they butt up against each other and what precincts we're talking about. So we'll try and give you a little clear picture of what we're talking about.
Yeah, just give some thought to, because now that I'm looking at it, 5 is out of balance. So maybe looking at moving the smaller 5 precinct along with a precinct from either 3 or somewhere else, that might work. So okay, well, we'll all look at it and hopefully come to a real good decision.
And I have a technical question. I'm only able to see the person who's speaking, and I know with Zoom you can change that to like gallery view, and I'm not seeing it. It's a little odd to only see one person at a time. Is there a way we can change that?
I'm seeing everybody. I'm a little box in a corner, so there must be a way.
Yeah. All right, I'll do some.
Marion, is it a function of your own computer? I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Oh, it might be because I'm on a Chromebook. That might be it. I'll investigate.
Yeah, the I've done these on my iPad, and the options are less for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Routines.
Okay. Unless anybody has anything else, I can't even figure out how to get out of this thing. But
Roger, you were saying something.
We will see everybody next Monday at 5. We'll have a bunch more information. I'm sorry, Glenn.
I did miss roll call because I was having some technical difficulties. So I want to make sure that if we're keeping track of who was here, that I am here.
We got you. Roger, you got him, right? Okay. Yes, all right, then we'll see everybody at 5 a week from today, and hopefully everybody will have all this additional information. Roger will make it crystal clear, I'm sure, as he always does.
Okay. You'll email that to us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Take care. Good night. Have a good one, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
Safe and well.